Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 21.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that episode, we had Jesus stealing donkeys.
We did.
In God's name. Yeah.
He did. He was like, this is fine. Just tell him God sent you.
I don't quite get that, but okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he got pissed at people, the Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
who were selling shit in the temple. I don't know. Whatever.
They had a gift shop.
He flipped some fucking tables. Is famous.
They had a gift shop in the church.
Yeah. Which, never happens these days, right?
Right. I wonder if the Christians know. Do you think the Christians know?
I don't think they do. I don't think they care, honestly. And then we had some parables that we are going to have to dig into when we do our Q&A.
Because I don't even understand what the fuck.
What the fuck?
Jesus is like, I'm the Son of God, and goldfish fly in the microwave with frogs.
Yeah.
What? Rice Krispies, bruh.
Two of my favorite stories revolve around donkeys in the Bible. Balaam's ass and Jesus stealing donkeys.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I mean, I'm partial to the whale, but yeah. I hear you.
Before we move into what we're doing today, I do want to mention we had a late... So some of you may have seen our thank you for the donations because we had a rough few months here and we ran a special drive for some money because we couldn't pay our rent. So
yay!
Good times.
In
good
this
times.
Economy?
And anyway, long story short, we had someone donate late, which still helped us out tremendously. I was able to get gas and I only asked for what we absolutely needed. So it was Amanda donated to our cause and then upped their membership as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Thank you.
And one of the donors from before, Max, also upped their membership as well.
Oh my gosh, so thank you guys.
Thank you all so much for all the support that you guys have given us. It's been incredible. And I just don't have the words other than thank you.
I know.
From the bottom of our hearts, it's been an incredible feeling having you all step up and help us out. We wouldn't have made it through this without you.
No, we wouldn't, because our landlords would love to see us out. So.
Yeah, and I've got receipts to show that.
Yeah, They're not fond of us, but not because we're assholes.
No,
they're just chinchy.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. Anyway, so we just did Matthew chapter 21.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Means that today we're going to be getting into
Little Maddie chapter 22.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 22.
Okay.
And apparently it's going to be parables all the way down till he dies.
Fun.
Which I love for us.
I so love Jesus parables. They're so fantastic.
Jesus parables are like a nice ice cream cone on a hot summer day.
That's not...
Nope.
No.
Not at all. Nope. Not at all.
That's not where I was going with it.
Nope.
I was being sarcastic. See, that's the...
Hated it! Right? Yeah. All right. So Jesus spoke to them guys again.
Okay.
Them.
Those guys, yeah.
Them guys.
The ones.
I'm assuming his boys.
Sure.
Tucci.
Or that crowd that follows him around fucking everywhere.
Well, I think it's his disciples, his Tucci gang,
Sure.
His bros, his homies.
He's talking to someone.
So Jesus spoke to them again in parables. See?
Okay.
Saying in red ink. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Does have an open bar. That's all I want to know. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come. But they refused to come. Wow.
Mm. Why would you refuse to come? It's free food, right?
I don't know.
Maybe the king is a dick. God's a dick.
Maybe they invited people who weren't the son's friend.
Maybe they had other shit going on. You know, who cares? Whatever.
Maybe it's a destination wedding and we ain't all got money to buy a fucking Malibu.
Yeah. Maybe there were strings attached.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is here.
Then he sent some more servants and said, tell those motherfuckers who have been invited that I prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the fucking wedding banquet. But still I'm red ink. But they paid no attention. And went off, one to his field, another to his business.
Apparently, this guy just can't take a hint.
They were like, fuck.
They don't want
to
come, dude.
They're like, I'm not going to your fucking wedding.
Right, yeah.
I don't like your son. We're not friends.
You're not cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them.
Damn. You are like one unpopular. I mean, Jesus.
Could you imagine?
That's fucked up.
Could you imagine, like, okay, so we had friends that got married, right? Could you imagine if we were like, no, we're not coming. And then they came and we beat them up and killed them. Not only aren't we coming to your fucking wedding, but die.
The amount of times that something like this has been brought up in the Bible, mm-hmm. and actually specifically in this book.
Right?
In it Matthew. It makes me think that this kind of thing must have happened occasionally. Servants died because
they did the wrong day.
That's where they get the don't kill the messenger.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like, I guess if we wanted to put it in a common day, it's like when the DoorDash driver knocks on the wrong door and gets shot.
Oh, is that a thing that happened?
That is a thing. This happened more than once.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, from my understanding, it was a person of color in a white neighborhood.
Wow.
And you don't knock on white people's door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You don't be a DoorDash driver in the wrong area.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that could be what's going on here. They were like.
But this guy's supposed to. The parable's about a king.
Yeah.
Like, and these guys are dissing a king.
The king is like, come to my son's wedding.
And look, I know we're supposed to be equating this to God, you know?
Right.
But, like, really?
God's like, come to my wedding. Get in heaven now.
These guys are so pissed off at their king, quote unquote. That they're, like, killing his servants and not coming to his party?
Well, and, okay, if we're supposed to take this parable to heart, like, dude, I'm not murdering anybody. I'm merely not taking Jesus as my savior or what the fuck ever.
Right.
I'm just trying to chillax over here with my Netflix on my phone.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Whatever. I'm not killing anybody. I'm just not coming to your fucking party.
Sure.
Anyway, the king was fucking enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. There's the God we know.
That's God.
Yeah. Yep. Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. We'll take anybody, just anybody, come to the fucking wedding. Does anybody want to come to this fucking banquet?
Like, that's like when Trump like bust people in to like make sure he'd fill his speeches and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know? Like he was like,
oh, did you see that thing where on the 4th of July? No, it wasn't the 4th of July, but it was like his 250 state fair kind of thing.
There was nobody there,
but like he was saying, oh, it's so crowded. But then like one of the vendors or something, you could pull up the picture of him, of the vendor at this one booth or whatever. And when you enlarge it, you could see the reflection of nobody in his sunglasses. Like his sunglasses accidentally gave away the truth of it, which is that zero people showed up to that banquet.
Right.
Oh, I bet he loves this story because it's about him. I'm the king and nobody wants to come to my fucking banquet. Kill them all. So the servants went out into the streets, and they gathered all the people they could find.
Sure.
The bad as well as the good.
Okay.
And the wedding hall was filled with guests.
Oh, that's fantastic. At least least somebody got to eat that fattened oxen or whatever the fuck it was.
But this does sound like Trump, though. It does. Right?
Like, there's a lot of similarities in this first book of the New Testament to Trump stuff.
And not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Not very flattering, I will say.
Right.
But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Oh, you didn't say they had to dress up, brah. That's on you. That's on you.
Well, you're pulling in, like, people off the streets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you expect?
Like, I didn't even know this was a wedding. All I heard was, come eat the fattened calf.
Right, yeah.
Like, is there beer? Yes.
Then I'm there.
Right?
Right.
You didn't tell me I had to put on a tie.
Right.
He asked, how did you get in here without wearing clothes, wedding clothes, friend? The man was speechless. Like, the fuck? On my feet,
I walked. Got dragged in here, man.
Like, at least I didn't steal a fucking donkey. Okay, then the king told the attendants, tie him. What the fuck is happening right now?
I think I might have skipped this wedding, too.
Jesus Christ.
If he don't show up, he's going to fucking... Well, go ahead.
Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow.
For many are invited, but few are chosen.
What the fuck?
Okay. Hold on. We're all invited, but that doesn't mean we're getting in?
Some of us won't come. Because we're like, fuck you.
Right.
Some of us will come, but you still might get thrown out if you're not wearing the right clothes.
Many are invited, but few are chosen. This tells me that God is issuing indiscriminate invitations to everybody, but then you show up and he's like, nah, not you though.
Right.
So like, hold on. Let me get my breath. I'm so mad. You are telling me that there is a chance that even if I did somehow magically decide to take Jesus as my savior, what the fuck ever,
right,
that God could be like, right, but not you, though.
Yeah.
I really don't like lipstick.
That's what I'm gathering from this, yeah.
This is bullshit. This is not a case for winning me over.
Well, they got to cover their bases because you got to worship God correctly. And think of how many denominations of worshiping God there are. I mean, we could go beyond Christianity and include, you know, Judaism and Islam somewhat. And, you know, like, just like, there's all these different groups that worship this hypothetical same God.
I mean, and then we get our Eastern religions, like Hinduism and Buddhism. And
right, but I was just going with the
Abrahamic
religions, right?
But I mean, they're not the only ones that have a God, you know?
Sure. But if you don't do it exactly right, which... How the fuck are we supposed to know what exactly right is? Because there's a million people telling us a million different things.
As there have always been.
And if we don't
get it... Even in the days of the Israelites, there was always prophets on every fucking street corner.
Right. And if we don't get it exactly right, apparently we're fucked. So, like, even if you believed in God, what's the fucking point in trying?
Right?
Seriously. Like, I'm not gonna guess which one's right, so fuck it.
Look it. Not that I even believe in God in the first place. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying even if
I would have to get over that first hurdle. So let's say I did, like, okay, I just woke up one day and was like, I believe in miracles. You're sexy thing.
Yeah, but then apparently you have like a 1 in 15,000 chance of having the right exact belief to get you into to heaven. It's Russian roulette.
It's so pointless.
It's all pointless.
You might as well just be like me and put all of your faith in math. I love math because it never does you wrong. There's a solid answer. It's reliable. It's stable. I'm not talking about fucking quantum physics. I'm not talking about fucking imaginary numbers. I'm not talking about, you know, in 1984 where 2 + 2 = 5. Okay. I'm not talking about any of that.
Right.
I'm talking about solid, straight up math.
Yeah.
Where... what happens on one side of the equal sign happens on the other side, and is pretty.
We talked about this a little bit in the Old Testament, how the goalposts keep moving. It was slower in the Old Testament, right? Yeah. But it still was annoying.
It was always annoying.
And now we're in the first book of the New Testament in Matthew, and the goalposts are moving like every fucking minute.
Exponentially.
And not only that.
To the point we don't even have goalposts. We're not even playing soccer, football anymore.
I feel like this is fucking Charlie Brown trying to kick the football.
And
he's never gonna hit it.
And not only that, but like everybody else is inside the house fucking playing checkers.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
No, this is dumb.
All right. Different section now. Okay. Moving on.
That was a message that God wanted us to have, apparently.
Fuck that banquet. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not dressing up for your wedding. How about that? I don't care.
No, I mean, there's a chance you still get thrown outside, so whatever. Fuck that.
You know what? I don't get invited to very many weddings, but the weddings that I do get invited to, nobody has ever complained about the way I dress.
At least not to our faces.
Nobody has ever complained to me about the way I dress. And you know what? They still hang out with me afterwards. Right, so they couldn't hear it too bad.
Sure.
All right. Anyway, next section.
Right.
Then the Pharisees, the evil mustache twirlers, you know, the Pharisees.
Who weren't really that different from the Jesus crowd.
No, they were just doing what the Jewish rabbis did.
Yeah.
Go on. Hey, you think this? What's up with that? What? Hey, let's talk about it. That seems weird.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that fact? Right. Oh, I didn't see that on page 3. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words.
Okay.
They're going to lay a trap. They're going to gotcha.
Okay.
Because don't forget, Matthew thinks they're evil. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Okay, I don't know who the Herodians are, or the Herodians.
Whatever.
Wait, Herod. King Herod.
Oh.
I bet it has to do with him.
Yeah, probably. Right?
Okay, I'll have to, that's going to be a question.
Okay.
But Herodians.
Right.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with King Herod.
Sure.
All right, so the, what are they called? The Pharisees sent their disciples to Jesus to trap him, along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, teacher, there are things that I don't want to learn.
I don't know what you're singing.
George Michael.
Okay.
But the last one I had made me cry. But I don't want to learn to hold you. Touch you, think that you're mine. You don't know this song?
No. Not with you singing it.
Oh, my God.
It's possible if it got played, I might know it, but look, we're not going to stop and do that right now.
No, I'm not a terrible singer. I'm not a great singer, but I didn't fuck it up all that bad.
I didn't say you fucked it up. I just said I don't always pick up on your singing to recognize a song.
Okay,
I didn't recognize the song, so I'm giving it...
Everybody to know that this was a husband issue, not a wife issue. Okay? Wife did not do that bad a job.
I didn't say you did.
I know. I just want everybody to know that husband is bad at hearing
songs. I don't know the song. One of the two.
I mean, it's George Michael. Of course you have to know it.
I don't have to know it.
Oh, it's such a good song. Anyway, teacher, they said.
Yeah.
We know that you are a man of integrity. These are the Pharisees and the Herodians, okay? We know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth.
Okay.
Wink, wink, wink.
Right.
You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? I don't know.
So They're having the Herodians or whatever they are there to witness him say, I don't want to pay. I'm not.
Fuck your fucking tax.
Right. Yeah.
But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, the Pharisees, he's calling them evil.
Right.
Just for questioning him.
Sure.
Like, how dare you do the things that we as Jewish people do? Well, how dare you question
He's calling them evil because he's aware that they're trying to trick him into...
They're not, okay, listen. We don't even know that they're trying to trick him. Matthew, and I'm assuming the other gospel fucks, they are saying that they're trying to trick him.
Sure.
But these guys questioned each other all the fucking time.
I'm not saying any of this even happened.
Right.
I'm just saying the intent of this message that they're trying to convey is that Jesus apparently knows that they're trying to trap him. based on the words that is in Matthew, and he's like, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
That's all.
Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites! Why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax.
Okay.
They brought him a denarius, you know, a average Roman coin that was an average day's work.
Right.
And he asked them, whose image is this? And whose inscription?
Okay.
Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, so give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you're so going to pay the tax then.
The tax, I guess.
I mean, ooh, you're so smart. You did a thing where you said, yeah, I am going to pay the fucking tax.
Right, right.
Okay. When they heard this, they were amazed. They'd never heard such a brilliant, yeah, I'm going to do it before in their entire lives. So they left him and went away.
Oh, okay.
This fuck is going to pay the tax.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then he's also going to give things to God, too.
Sure.
He's going to pay the tax and he's going to tithe.
He said those words real good.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that was quote unquote brilliant.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sure there's more to it, but
I guess.
It didn't sound very brilliant to me.
Well, because what we're supposed to take out of this is that he's saying, don't fucking worry about what I'm giving to Caesar. Caesar's not God.
Right.
This coin is earthly. This coin is earthly and has earthly Caesar King man's face on it.
He came up with an answer that appeased both crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna pay my taxes and I'm gonna tithe.
Right.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody chillax. Calm your tits.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Next section. That same day, the Sadducees, you know, the other fucks who are also evil. Everybody's evil if they're not Jesus. Who say there is no resurrection.
Okay.
This is Matthew.
This is pre-resurrection.
Pre-resurrection.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They would say that.
Okay, right. Yeah, because it hasn't happened.
Right, yeah. They came to the person who's going to be resurrected eventually, but they don't know that yet because it hasn't happened. And right. So they're like, there's no fucking resurrection. That's definitely what they said. And
according to Jesus, he's not telling anybody either. So,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, they came to him with a question.
Yeah.
Teacher, they said with the same song, because that's the way it goes in Wife's Head.
Okay.
Moses told us.
Not you, but okay.
No, Moses told us.
The Jews, okay.
Yeah. That if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him.
He did say that. That is true.
Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother. Whoa, that
damn,
poor family.
Yeah.
And that bitch be murdering them because she don't like their stinky feet. Anyway, the same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the seventh. That bitch killed them all. Finally, the woman died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her? I mean, let's be honest, that is a good question, because Jesus do be like, you know, saying all the, you marry once forever, and that's the one.
Right.
And so he's like, they're like, are you going to go against Moses?
I have a feeling we might. I think he's going to rewrite the rules here, maybe.
I bet he is.
I could be wrong.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready. Jesus
replied in red.
Yeah.
You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God.
Wait, what?
Well, apparently we did not read it correctly, husband.
Okay.
The words that we read.
I'm curious now.
At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven.
I'm sorry, what?
He's saying, don't worry about the afterlife. You're not going to be with one person or another.
Oh.
It's not going to matter.
Okay.
Like, you guys got followed...
Once you die, that's whatever.
Yeah, you won't have those earthly connections. So it's fine to follow Moses' laws.
Wait, so if you're not going to have the earthly connections, then why do Do people all think they're going to meet their family again in heaven?
Right.
That kind of goes against that, doesn't it?
It does. My mom is very convinced she's going to meet her daddy and big brother up there.
Right.
She can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets very excited when she talks about how she can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's like, you're going to be like the angels in heaven. And but the about the resurrection of the dead. Have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Okay.
When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching.
What?
He's not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Okay, I'm a little confused here.
Okay, so this is what I think is happening. Jesus is saying, yeah, still follow Moses' laws about marriage. That's fine. But don't worry about who you're going to be married to, because once you die, you doesn't won't matter. Have those things.
Right.
Also, God is that's who you praise in life. He's the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead, because guess who the God of the dead is, honey?
Who?
Jesus. He dies and comes back. So while you're alive, you're supposed to say, yay, yay, Yahweh. So everybody that's praising Jesus, I think they are doing it wrong, because God is for the living.
I'm curious about the Q&A on that one, because that...
I mean, yeah, me too.
That sounds a little
shaky.
Weird. Yeah.
Shaky? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. Okay, so these two separate groups that are enemies, they're like, hold on. We both hate this fucker. He got to go. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees.
Yeah.
The Pharisees got together.
But it didn't say with the Sadducees.
Okay.
Just saying.
No, you're right. I read that wrong. One of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question.
Okay.
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
Why would there be one greatest commandment?
I bet it's love. Do you think it's love? I think it's love.
That's all you need, I hear.
All you need is love. Okay. Jesus replied in red, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Oh, so we've narrowed this down to two now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had 613.
Right.
We had 10, 12, or 20.
Sure.
And then it got expanded to 613, and now we're back down to two.
Two.
Okay.
But don't come to the wedding mistressed.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, still choose God. Doesn't mean he's going to choose you back.
Right.
But still choose him.
You might still have to follow some of those other laws, but we're not going to tell you which ones exactly. Because it's more about the way you feel about it than it is about the actual actions.
You'll find out.
You got to die to figure it out.
You'll find out.
So it's all good.
We're not going to give you a clear instruction manual.
Yeah, why would we tell you how to do it?
We're just God.
Jeez.
We're just like the end all be all of everything magical and positive.
Right.
What? Why would I make it easy? Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, so what do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?
Wait, is he asking them about himself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. This is so weird.
The son of David, they replied. He said to them, how is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one could say a word in reply, and from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. The end. That's because he said, frying pan, keyboard, goldfish, mascara, microphone.
Right?
And they were like, man, bear, camera, I'm not going to ask you anymore because you're fucking losing your marbles. Sir, can I check your wrist for bruises? I think you might be melting.
Right. Yeah.
Is there algae in your pool?
I'm definitely curious as to why that shut everybody up, because it doesn't feel like the drop the mic moment that he was thinks made out it is. To be. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Jesus sure as fuck thinks it's a drop the mic moment.
I think that they were just like, he's got an answer for everything because he's just...
Right.
He is who he is and we hate him.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them, okay? Jesus is an uppity motherfucker. We have already determined this.
As portrayed by the disciples of Matthew.
Yes.
Or whatever.
And having stolen donkeys according to the Matthew E. writer, yeah, guys.
And basically just follow those two rules, except for that he doesn't honor his father, his mother and brothers.
Right.
So, like, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I don't either.
Like, this is all just up. Like, it feels like it's just a shot in the dark that you might get into heaven and you might not. You know, if you believe, you might make it. I don't fucking know. You know what? Just try really fucking hard and you'll at least have a shot. Maybe, kind of.
I mean, you'll probably end up in hell, and that's fine too.
Right.
Whatever. God is for the living. Why do you even care?
Yeah, just, you know, don't live your life like you're gonna die.
Oh my God, we're literally going back to the beginning. Never not be afraid.
Right.
Remember? Right. That was the whole Old Testament. Never not be afraid.
Except now we have this vague fucking interpretation of what is to be done to get into heaven.
And also love. And love is so important. But never not be afraid.
And there's even less definition of how to do things somehow in the New Testament than there was in the Old Testament.
Right.
And yet this is what people love. They love this. They're like, I think it has to be because they can interpret it any fucking way they want to. Any
fucking way they want, yeah. I mean, what's not to love about that? You get to make up your own rules.
Right. I'm kind of just, ugh.
Christianity.
I hate this.
Christianity has a lot to answer to me, and it starts with Matthew.
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking about this the other day, and when we started the New Testament, we already knew it was going to be worse than what we had thought before we ever started reading the Bible, right?
And we had some people in our Discord, which meets every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Live. Yeah.
We had some people in our Discord telling us, y'all going to hate it.
Right. Yeah.
So we kind of knew going in, this is not going to be the thing.
But I didn't expect it to be as bad as it is.
I didn't expect to be viscerally angry.
Right. I just, like, this is... This really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
How stupid this is.
It's both stupid and it's angering. It's just angering because every single chapter is Jesus throwing the Jewish people under the bus.
Yeah, I was about to say, I actually feel bad for the Jews at the time who were getting, you know, trashed on by these people because...
Right?
Like... They're like
we're
wait,
just,
what? This is dumb shit. What
we're
the
just
fuck?
Trying to figure out Yahweh. We all agree, like, we're Pharisees and Sadducees, right? But we all agree that Yahweh, though, and some of the rules we maybe do differently,
yeah,
but we agree that the rules are there.
Yeah, and you guys just had some dude show up claiming to be God's son, and you're all like, ooh, follow that guy.
Right?
Like, what the fuck?
He just came out of nowhere and started, like, bucking the system, and we're supposed to be excited for him? No, I'm sorry. I just spent 5 years learning about that Yahweh will fucking strike you down if he's not in the mood for it.
But I gotta be honest, I'd rather follow Yahweh than Jesus from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. If I had to pick.
The Father, not the Son, because the Son is an uppity fuck.
You know what? It's not that. It's the vagueness of what he's teaching.
Yeah.
There's no way to interpret. Like, you can't possibly take what he's saying and glean anything from it that actually means something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, like Judaism, they have a lot of rules, right? I mean, apparently 613 of them. But a lot of them were so clear that they were giving measurements on things. They were giving directions.
Yeah.
And yeah, it might have been impossible to follow all of them.
Sure.
But
you could make an effort.
You could make a clean effort. And if something didn't, like if you messed up, you could be like, oh, fuck me. Yeah, that tracks. I did that one wrong. Okay, right. Yeah, that's on me.
Sure.
Like, yeah, number 402. Oh, fuck. I forgot that one.
Right. They like, had fucking rules.
Yeah. There were a lot.
And I don't agree with them.
Right.
But at this point, as we're in the New Testament, it's really just kind of beside the point.
Yeah.
Because this is just stupid.
Yeah.
Like there's no more rules, but yet there's harder, more stringent rules, but we don't know what they are because Jesus is just turning everything on its head, and we're supposed to be happy about that for some reason that hasn't really been explained to us. And I just am not.
No.
Like, this is dumb.
This is dumb. And then we've got people trying to tell us, like, oh, well, what this actually means is, and it's like, whoa. Either I'm not there yet, and that's in one of the other gospels,
right?
Or it's something that maybe your pastor or, like, your family or, like, other Christian, I don't know, devotional book things told you that's not in the Bible. Yeah. I don't know where you got that information. I'm either not there yet or that's not in the Bible.
And we're just reading this as it sits, you know? Right. So like,
and
granted, we do go back and do Q&As and we learn more, but even with those Q&As, I'm still not happy with this.
Look, if I have to choose between Judaism or Christianity as it currently stands, I will not only choose Judaism, but I will do so enthusiastically.
Which we will be doing neither, but...
But if I was forced, if right. like Jesus and Yahweh came down right now and said, pick one, first of all, I would be like, oh, my bad. So God does exist. I apologize. That's on me.
Yeah.
Also, but it's on you because you didn't make it easy. So,
right.
You know, you are magic. I am but a mere human.
Right.
La-di-da-da-da. But then after I got over, oh, fuck me, there is a God. Whew. After I got over that.
Yeah.
Then I would be like, obviously, I choose the Father because the Son is a nepo bastard. He's an asshole.
Right.
And honestly, he is a bastard. Really.
I mean, yeah, actually. Right. Was that the end of the chapter?
That was the end.
That was the end of the chapter. Yeah. Okay. Before we get out of here, I do have one more thing to mention, and that is this coming Sunday.
Sunday.
And I will be at an Ark Encounter protest. It's the 10th anniversary of the opening of the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
Let's say that a little bit more clearly. Ark Encounter.
Yes.
Which is Noah's Ark, you guys.
A giant replica.
It's Noah's Ark.
It's a museum that people go to.
They found out what Noah's Ark looks
like. To learn all about creationism.
And they built Noah's Ark.
Yeah. But luckily, people protested every year. And this is the 10th anniversary of that. I am going to include the link to that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So if any of y'all listen and you're in, you know, Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, Southern Indiana, and, you know, in that general vicinity, mm-hmm. or not in that general vicinity, and feel like making the trip out.
We will be there.
We will be there, and so will Seth. Seth Andrews, Jesus.
You almost said Seth Myers. Seth Myers probably will not be there.
You will not be there.
But yeah. It would be cool if he was. Right. But no, Seth Andrews will be there.
Yeah, at least that's the word on the street anyway. So we would love to meet some of y'all if y'all are going to be close enough to make that. That would be awesome.
That would be epic.
Yeah.
And we'll have signs.
Yeah, I'm making some signs right now, actually. So and if you come and you tell us that, you know, you came... And you know who we are, and that you heard about that, we'll give you one of our signs.
Also, if you like, let us know ahead of time, we'll make sure that we reserve one for you.
Right.
Because they're pretty fucking cool.
I'm not going to be making that many of them.
Yeah.
Because they're hard. They take a while to make.
So. Yeah. So let us know so that we can hold one for you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think that's all we got.
That's all I have energy for because fuck Jesus. He's such a fucking twerp.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you all for joining us. That was Matthew chapter 22.
Sure as fuck was.
And do you know if we're doing a... What are we doing next?
Well, I think we'll probably do a Q&A next because we've done two chapters.
We have lots of questions in both.
Yeah.
So it feels like Q&A territory right now.
It really fucking does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. All right, so probably a Q&A next. And like wife said, come join us on Discord. Come to the protest with us. You know, do all the things. Go play. I made a game that's on our website. Go to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com. Mm-hmm. Check out the new shit that's on the website. You know, do all those things.
Do the things.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God.
God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.